Hey guys.
Well, we are watching Raw as we're doing this.
With what little people there are left.
With whoever's left. Because apparently one of our ideas was right and they just released a bunch of people. Not the people I thought, though.
Oh my gosh, look at Sheamus. He looks like a. Oh, you don't see him yet. It's like
No.
when Cody had to wear that mask, that's what he looks like.
Well,
Only it's
yeah.
worse.
He had nose surgery.
If he's got like a mask, like Cody, one of those clear masks.
Yeah, because his noses got operated on. But, yeah, so they released a bunch of people. And, the most shocking of it all, Braun Strowman. Did not see that one coming. Like,
And
really?
Alistair, who they were just giving a new storyline.
I know it, and as the hot man drought is getting worse, ladies and gentlemen, because I now what? Like, what am I gonna do? And then Ruby Riot. Ruby Riot's gone. It's so bad that I can't even remember who was released, and it was only on like Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday. Like, hold on.
Braun, Alistair,
Ruby,
Ruby, Lana.
Lana,
Oh, Buddy Murphy.
oh, Murphy. Yeah, that was another one of the ones I was like, oh my God, if I had to. Well, not anymore. Like, now what? You know what was surprising? And I don't know, maybe I'm the only one who thought this was surprising. I'm kind of surprised they didn't let Bray go.
I don't know. We don't know the whole story with all that.
Yeah. I know. I'm online. I'm the one woman campaigning of, "Hey, can Bray go to SmackDown before August?" Just saying. Just throwing it out there.
Never know.
FYI, I'm just asking. Like, is this a thing that we can make happen? Because, like, I don't know. But you know, one thing we did predict didn't happen, and Baron still has a job. So,
I'm shocked about that.
I'm not. Because I think he's going to Raw. I think he's going to Raw. Because there's going to be a draft
Did they say when?
after we go to SmackDown.
Oh.
So, yeah, watch them be like Bray Wyatt to SmackDown. I'd be like, well, you're 10 days late. You're
Oh,
10
no.
days late. Thanks. Yeah. What am I going to do with that? The hell? What the fuck? Anyway. But yes. But Baron had a really good match with Shinsuke, though.
I didn't watch it, I saw like little gifs of it and stuff.
He looked good. He looked good. And we love Shin, so you know, like, you gotta love it. But yeah. I was surprised at the people. Like, they kept Jackson Riker, but like not Aleister Black. Like, it does.
Probably not as much money.
Probably not, but like, they were doing a whole thing. And then, you ready for this? My dream scenario was pitched. One of my dream scenarios. There was going to be a faction of the demon Finn Balor, Aleister Black, and Bray. And I'm like, my dream foursome. You're telling me that this was pitched. My dream foursome was pitched. And it didn't happen. Like, you, that's printing money. What are we doing here? Like, what are we doing?
That's one of
Hello?
the things Alistair said.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, it was pitched. He's like, I pitched it, and a couple other people pitched it, and they kept saying no. And I'm like, why, though? But why? Like, why? I want to know why. Because why? I need to know. Okay? Just need to know. Just for my mind. I just want to know why. Oh, they just showed. Okay, it's happening. Guys, we're going to go to SmackDown now, even though there's like not a lot of sexy men left. We're going to go. And it's going to be a good time. Let's right?
See what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's happening. Well, okay.
Since what happens, we go.
Well, yeah. It'll be like nothing. Nothing's gonna happen. And we're gonna be sitting there just like, oh. Well, fuck me, I guess.
Maybe yeah. not. Maybe something good will happen. Well, all the live audiences and stuff, maybe it'll be good.
Plus it is the SmackDown right before SummerSlam.
That's true.
It is. Which, by the way, guys, for a good 24 hours, I was, like, convincing myself. I'm like, we can make this work. We can totally do it. We can totally do it. It'll be fine. You know what? You know what?
And then no. I brought you back to reality.
You were like, girl, no. And I'm like.
Not happening. Not on my budget. Sorry.
Not on mine either. But, like, for a moment, I was like.
Nothing
for a moment though for a moment in time I was like, yeah, we could totally pull this off. No, you can't.
Mm-mm.
So yes, and it kind of worked too, because I'm like, she's right, I'm like fat and not confident right now.
I didn't say that.
Well, no, like you were like, oh my god, we like my budget, and I was like, oh my god, my gut. So, I'm fat right now.
Like, so is everyone else, though.
Yeah, but, like, I'm not ready to go somewhere where I can't wear, like, leggings or bike shorts.
Right.
Right.
Which you could wear that, but that's...
But that's beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So, like, you know, I just, you know... was really sad about it for a good day. I was like, okay. I was like, I am really kind of sad about this, because there was like only two reasons why I wanted to go. And one was Cardi B. And the other one, y'all can assume. So like, that's the only two reasons. And then like a friend of mine was like, girl, one, we know Cardi B is going to be there, but the other one, we don't know. And I'm like, you're right.
That's true.
And then I look down and I'm like, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Just never mind. I'm like, nope, that's not happening.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then like my friend was like, hey, what if he does a meet and greet? And I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna say? Also, I'd have to wear Spanx.
On a virtual meet and greet?
Yes. I'd have to be like this. Like, I'd be like,
why would you just need Spanx?
Right at the nipple. Like, you can't see anything below the nip.
Exactly. So why would you need Spanx?
Because I need to feel confident.
But the Spanx are below first, your boobs. So what?
No. First, I'm already not going to be confident. And two, I need to feel confident if I'm already not confident. So you know what? Yeah. We're wearing Spanx. And then, like, when the camera turns off, I'll be like, ugh. I'll be like this, oh yeah, everything's great, it's great. And I'm like, god, don't look at me. And plus, like, my arms are fat now. Like, Jen, you're gonna have to like sit behind me, like pull my arm fat back.
That's a little bit ridiculous.
Or like my neck fat. It'll be like hi, yes, oh yeah, my throat hurts today. Oh
my god,
I can't have my double chin showing. Are you kidding me?
I can't.
Also, guys, I started my diet today.
Huh.
For the off chance that Survivor Series is something we can pull off.
It's not.
It's not. But then Mania is coming, and I'm like, okay, girl, usually you only have to lose like 10 pounds. Now you have to lose like 30. So this is going to take a while.
Right.
It's going to take a long time. So, you know, we have to start now. So by Mania, I look the way I used to.
That's like a year from now.
Less than a year. Thank you. And again, 30 pounds. 30 pounds. So like, that's going to be, that's going to take a lot. You know, 30 pounds is a lot.
It is, but.
Yes. Yes. So. We'll figure it out, guys. But I'm already counting down. Jen's going to be here. And we decided, you know, everybody's like, oh my God, we're going to party in Vegas. And Jen and I are like, oh my God, we're going to party at my house. Yeah. And we're going to
broke.
We're going to drink alcohol that we bought at a store because we're broke. And then we're going to buy food because I may be on a diet, but my God, I'm going to need food. I'm going to need that food.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like the one day I'm like, not, you know?
Yeah. Cheat day.
Yeah. It's a cheat day. And then like, if that person is on SummerSlam, I'm going to be like, that's motivation for me not to cheat tomorrow.
There you go.
Because, like, I could go to WrestleMania and possibly it wouldn't be 4 fucking years. And then, like, I have to be ready for that. And right now, I am not ready for that. Yes, I'm not ready. I'm not going to show Jen how fat I've gotten. It's bad. It's bad.
But again, everybody has.
So. I know everybody has, but like part of me. Okay, so like I'm just going to say it now because we're going to have to record early, well, Monday or Tuesday next week, because Thursday I'm getting a scope down my throat. Because I'm like not eating a lot and I'm still bloated for some reason. Yeah. So
wait, you said Thursday you're getting it?
Yes, a week from Thursday.
And we may have to do it Wednesday. Will that work?
Wednesday will work.
Okay.
I'm not eating.
Okay.
I have to eat at 12 before midnight. So yeah, long as it's before midnight. I'm gonna be a little cranky the next morning.
Right.
Cause you know, they are gonna sedate me though.
Well, that's good.
Yes. I'm not going to wear my headphones like the last time because I almost woke up. I had wrestling themes on. Yeah. I almost woke up.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway. So maybe they'll find something on this scope and they'll be like, here's a medicine. And then you'll lose weight. Yeah? Yeah?
I doubt it.
Oh. Well. You know, it was funny, though. Okay, this is totally not on wrestling topic, but it kind of is. But it's kind of not. And that's why you like us. So I'm in this group for like the spine thing I got going. And this lady was like, oh, my God, I'm fat. And my doctor gave me this this migraine medication that doubles as speed. And I'm like, what is the name of this? Because I'm not saying I want to do speed. But I'm just saying, like, I do have headaches and I need to lose some weight. So, like, what is this called? Do we know what this is called? Because I'm not saying that, you know, I'm going to do any stimulants of any sort. But, you know, what is it called? And she's like, why would you want to know that? I'm like, I'm just saying I have an event in April. I have an event in April, you know, because speed up the process.
Oh,
I'm looking good by December. Well, I'm just saying, like, it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea.
I think it's a little extreme.
It's not extreme. Girl, okay. Why is this extreme? But our Mania diets for like the 2 months before Mania is not, because we yo-yo diet hardcore when it comes to Mania.
That's true, but
we do. We're like, we eat like shit, but then January hits and we're like, well, Mania's in like 3 months. Let's fucking do this. And then we drop a bunch of weight and buy all these really cute clothes, and then we can't fit in them again.
That's true.
Yeah. So now I'm like, I'm going to have more clothes before April next year. It's a mess, guys. It's difficult. Being us is difficult. It is. It's very, I mean, that's just the stuff that we want to tell them about. That's not the stuff we don't tell people about.
You diet harder than me, though.
I do.
Yeah.
For a good reason. For a good reason. You know, I was looking real good last year. Like, you know how it was like 2 or 3 weeks before Mania when it was all canceled and my life went to shit? I was looking real good. Like, I had dropped like 18 pounds in like a month and a half. And I was like ready to go. Like, I was looking good. I was like ready. I'm like, well, this is it. I'm looking good. Everything's great. And then it wasn't great. And it wasn't. So, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, guys, it's just hard to be us sometimes. Also, I do the Mania diet hard. I go hard on it. Which just means this next one is going to be
extra
extra extreme. They're like, I look great, what are you talking about? Then I get home, I need food. I'm hungry.
Electrolytes,
somebody feed me. God, if that ever happened, I'd be like, hey, can we go get something to eat? It's like, oh, you're hungry? Yeah, I'm really hungry. Like, really hungry. I haven't had food in about 3 months, so can I go get something?
Oh my gosh.
I've been eating pickles and crackers for 3 months. Let's go. Okay, I do protein shakes, though. Oh, pickles, okay. Crackers, and protein shakes, and that's about it. So can I get a full meal? Like, is this okay? Yeah, like, just take a mental image of this, because this is going away. I'm hungry. Oh, you know what? People always ask, too, why I'm always irritable right before Mania. That's probably why.
I would think so.
I would think so, too. Like, I found pictures, because I used to take photos of what I would eat before Mania. I would take photos, guys. I'd be like, this is what I ate today.
Oh, my gosh.
I obsess over it.
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
It's not an eating disorder, though, because I do eat. But it's not an eating disorder, because I only do it 3 months out of the year. True story. I only do it 3 months out of the year. The rest of the time, I just use a Facetune.
Huh.
Good old Facetune. Gotta love that thing. But now, like, who are we gonna see at Access if Access ever happens again?
I don't think Access is happening anytime soon.
But if it did, like, who the fuck would we go see? Like, Mojo's gone. Mojo just Mojo. He's not there. Like, literally, we're just going for Bray at this point. At least for me.
Well, if Finn's a freebie again, I'll take
Finn. Well, yeah, Finn's a freebie, definitely. Like, sign me up.
But
like,
Adam.
Adam. Baron.
Mm-hmm. Drew.
Drew, yeah. Drew was nice.
Yeah.
Shane Thorne? He was Shane hot.
Man.
Shane McMahon? Hey, like, guys, if my financial situation is a little different next time they have Access, I will totally buy Jen a Shane McMahon meet and greet. just so she could walk up to him and think about all the things that we've talked about when it comes to Shane McMahon.
Oh, Cesaro.
Cesaro, yes. Let's hope he's not released.
Oh, gosh.
Right? Like, I'm scared now because I'm like, oh, my God, what if it turns out, like, Bray's released and then Cesaro and then, like, Shane Thorne, because obviously. And then, like, fucking, that's it. Like, we got 2, 3, maybe. Then what?
I'm trying to think of girls that we like.
Rhea?
Rhea? Liv, if she's still there, but then she's probably won't be.
Probably won't be.
No.
Okay, so can we tell our Rhea Ripley story? Because we met Rhea when she had first gone to NXT. And I feel really bad now. But, like, I thought she was gay.
Right.
Like, I got uber sapphic vibes. And I was just like, it's not bad that she's not. Like, I'm saying, like, I'm not saying she has to be. But, like, I'm just saying. I got some real lesbianist vibes. And it's great that she's got a boyfriend, but I'm just saying, like, I kind of got some vibes. Plus, I was like, I wish I was that confident. My God. She's just sitting there like she owned the place. And I'm like, I wish I was that confident.
It's true.
Yeah. Pete. Pete.
Pete.
Pete.
It's true. Kyle.
Sure. Elias? I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know.
Scarlett.
She's gonna be a paid one, but sure. Shin. Mm. AJ.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. The Usos weren't that great, so no. I don't want to meet Roman.
Mm-mm.
I don't care about the Mysterios.
Edge?
Guys, we used to be like, we would have a list. We'd have a whole list, and they're all gone. Like, what the fuck do we do? At this point, I'm going for one person. One, which my bank account thanks you, but that means we're going to be at WrestleCon spending all of our money because they're all going to be at WrestleCon because they've all been fired. Oh my God, though. We could stand at Mojo's table like all day, though.
That's true.
Could. Like, who else is going to want Mojo Rawley? Like, we do. We'll just talk to him all day.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. Asuka? Bianca, yeah.
She'll be paid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but still. The Street Profits, I'd like to meet them. We've never met them. We've met Keith Lee before. We've met Mia Yim before. Guys, I wish you could see my facial expressions right now trying to think of not Alexa.
No.
I'm sorry, but if she's at the table, like somebody else's table, I'm just gonna like walk past her.
Carmella. Carmella was nice.
Well, no, I'm just saying if she's still there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She won for the night.
She did, but that doesn't mean anything anymore.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, but apparently there's going to be more releases coming too, guys. So, like, at this point, there's going to be nobody. They'd be like, you can meet Roman. And I'm like, I don't want to meet Roman. I don't care. Like, all the people that I loved and cared about, you've cut off. So, I guess we're just going to do access one day from now on? We can get it all done in one day, right?
Maybe. They'll probably just spread out all the ones we want to see into all different days where we're screwed.
Well, then, sorry, I'm going to WrestleCon. I'll just be at WrestleCon and I'll be like, hi, everybody we used to see at Access and have to only pay $70 to see for free, and now we have to actually pay you individually? Which, by the way, Gallows and Anderson, I am sorry, but I am not going to pay to meet you. I'm still upset. That's like crossing a picket line. I can't do that. I can't. I cannot, in good conscience, do that. But like the Iconics, we can see again. But we can't call them the Iconics. Cassie and Jess. This is difficult. And like, here's the other thing when it comes to these releases. How do you explain these? Okay, so Braun was like in a title match like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that, right? And now he's gone. Us being, you know, who we are, we like know why he's gone, but like, fucking some casual fan would be like, hey, what about the guy with the train noises?
Oh, but Riddle.
I would stare at his crotch.
Him and Randy together.
Girl, I would have to like look at like the ceiling or something. I'd be like, nice to meet you. Yeah. Just look at Randy. Hi. Yes. Hello. It's like, why aren't you looking at him? I've seen him naked. I've seen what's in his pants, and I don't want to look at him because I'm embarrassed. It's like, oh, what, you think? No, I don't want it, but I'm traumatized by the image. And now, like, okay, they cut all these fucking people, but Eva Marie's still here, y'all. Don't worry. She's here. Why, I don't fucking know.
Hey, maybe they would let Corey and Byron do one. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's like, oh, she's gone too.
We've never met New Day. They might be free this time.
They could, like, because now Big E has nothing because he was gonna go on that thing with Alistair, and now Alistair's gone, so now he's got nothing. Can I meet the puppets? Is it possible to meet the puppets?
They might have a mock-up of the funhouse.
I'm gonna just take over it the whole time, and I'll be like, I am now going to reenact every idea that I've ever had. Starting with episode
one. They might, though, for real.
I'll just look at Abby and be like, it's like, do the Spider-Man thing where I'm pointing. I'm like, you, it's like looking in a mirror. Be like, hi. Do you talk? Oh, here, I'll talk for you. Just go around the back. Hi, Abby. Hi, what are you doing? This is bullshit. I know it's bullshit. Fucking bullshit. Exactly. My God, we get each other. What do you think of Alexa? Fuck that bitch. Right. Right. I have that GIF on my computer, by the way. It's like, what do you think of Alexa? Fuck that bitch. Like, why is Mansoor, okay, no offense to Mansoor, but why is he still, like, with the company? Like, Aleister Black was let go, but Mansoor is still here.
Cheaper. Anyway,
well, you know what? Cheaper doesn't always mean better.
Nope.
Also, how much are you paying Brock and Roman?
Are they even paying Brock anymore?
Well, I'm sure they will. How much are you paying Seth Rollins to do nothing? Just saying. Somebody had to say it. Where he just gets on the fucking live streams and goes, oh, I've got a drip. Look at my drip. Ugh. Shut up. Nobody cares between you and John Morrison. I never want to hear the word drip again. Like, I don't care. Why would I care? One, Seth, you're not attractive. You used to be, and now you're not. And two, John Morrison, you, oh, Jeff Hardy's on TV. You used to be attractive, John Morrison, and now you have like a snooky haircut that says drip on the side, so I can't do it. Oh, Jeff, I really kind of wanted you to be released just because you're like 43 and still acting like you did when you were 23.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's changed. Oh my god, they're gonna have him job out. Oh, they gave him pyro. They gave him pyro? That's new. That's suspicious. Oh, Lacey Evans is having a girl.
Oh.
Another girl. I really thought it was a boy. I'm always wrong at these things, though. Okay, like, can you be Brother Nero again? Like, can you, like, be Brother Nero and then you and Bray go to SmackDown? And then, like, on the 20th of August, it's Brother Nero versus Bray Wyatt? No? Mm. Okay. I just thought I'd throw that out there. What about Finn? Can it be Finn versus Bray on the 20th? Adam Cole? I'm just throwing people out. I'm just saying, you know, I have to try to make this day worth it for me, even though it's just going to be Jen and I probably either eating in the neighborhood or at the Taco Bell Cantina. Oh, so Cedric Alexander is jobbing. Got it. All right, Jen. Is it just me or do you feel just totally verklempt over what is going on with like all these releases, all this shit going down? Like, I'm trying to like get myself in that mindset, but like I can't.
Yeah,
I can't. So, and also, like, who is left to be entertaining? And I'm being serious, because Drew is not entertaining anymore. I'm sorry. He's nice to look at, but not entertaining. Like, who do we have left?
Not a lot. Not a lot, my friend.
I know. What the fuck? But you know what? We can celebrate, guys. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
AEW had its lowest ratings ever. Snaps. Sorry, Andrade, but snaps. Yeah. So I think that's hilarious. And I
Poor Andrade.
But like that's what you get for being with Vicky Guerrero. But snaps. Yay. Yay. Yeah. And Cody supposedly has an announcement next week. And I have a feeling it has to do with something with the fact that he's a real American. And then he has a half black, half Cuban, quarter Cuban baby on the way. Hmm. Yes. And that he's a true patriot. Because apparently that's what he talks about lately, is the fact that he's an American hero. Even though I don't know why. Everybody else seems to think so. And I'm like, why though? Like, do you know why, Jen? Why? You know what I think he's going to announce? Hmm. And this will affect you, Jen. He's going to announce that he's running for Senator of Georgia.
Oh, God.
He's going to try to take out one of my favorite senators, John Ossoff. Which, if you do that, Cody Rhodes, we're going to have a big problem.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to have a big problem, right, Jen?
That would be horrible.
That would be terrible. I would move to Georgia just to vote against Cody Rhodes. y'all think I'm kidding. I would live in Georgia for like however long the requirement is. I'll crash on Jen's couch just so I could say that I voted against Cody Rhodes. That is how deep this goes.
That'd be so horrible.
Yes, it is. You know what? I'll come and actively campaign against him. Be like, whoever he's against, like, we're for that guy. Like, whoever it is. If you try to go against a Reverend Cody Rhodes, we're going to have a problem.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I'm just saying, guys, like that could be the announcement. And then what? Like, then I have to go to Georgia a lot, because then I'm going to have to actively campaign against him and say, wow, do you guys know what kind of a backstabber he is? Oh, wait, he had the perfect politician. Yeah. Anyway. Otherwise, he's just going to get on TV and talk about the fact that he's a real American and you know, whatever the fuck. Apparently, that's been the what people are saying. So, I wonder if his focus group has approved this promo.
Probably, I'm sure.
I'm sure, yeah. I mean,
campaign.
You know who his focus group is? A bunch of people that we don't like on Twitter.
Probably.
Like, you know who I'm talking about. You know exactly who I'm talking about.
The ones that show up in that meme all the time.
Yes, the ones that show up in that meme all the time. And the one that, like, tried to slide into some girl's DMs and be a fucking creep, even though his wife's on Twitter. Yeah. And then, like, that one who, like, obviously has a problem. And she's very thin and supposedly had a baby and, like, has an OnlyFans.
Supposedly yeah. had a baby?
Supposedly. I don't know. I blocked her. I don't fucking know what she does. I don't fucking know. You think I know? I don't fucking know. So, like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking is, like, it's those people are the focus group. And then, like, anytime he just breathes, they're like, oh, my God, fucking magnificent. Brilliant. Yes. Right?
It's crazy.
But anyway, guys, I am ready for Jen to get her ass here and party with me. Even if, well, I don't care about wearing Spanx when Jen's around, but you know.
Hopefully I get in a better partying mood by then.
Or a few months. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you need to be in a better mood because we're going to have fun. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do something. We're going to do something, and it's going to be fun. Fun. I don't know what, but it's going to be fun. And we're going to sing RuPaul songs in the car, because that's what we always do.
It's true.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. We'll watch wrestling drunk and just talk about how stupid it is and how we talk about it for this long every week, even though it's the most idiotic thing if you really think about it.
It's true.
I really got to thinking about it the other day and I was like, Jen and I talk for an hour every week about a show we hate. But secretly, we can't stop talking about it.
Well, it's about people we like.
Yeah, we talk about the wrestlers, but, like, we talk about things that we don't like a lot.
That's true.
Yes. I mean, do you expect anything else from us?
That's dedication.
It's dedication. We've been doing it for long enough. Like, we know what we're doing. But, like, something I do like, Shingo Takagi is now the New Japan World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, that happened last night. I, for one, thought it was going to be Kota Ibushi.
Did you watch it?
I have not watched it all the way through yet. Because I had a long day today, so I will watch it later. But I did not watch it live last night. I've been trying to
that way I can, like, get to sleep at a reasonable hour. Yeah, because I'm not gonna do the whole, like, oh, let's stay up till 6 a.m well, that really good. Fucked my sleep schedule up. This is happening. Okay. So, yeah, but I watched part of it, and I'm kind of happy they won't Shingo. I'm not sad. You know, I kind of wish it was Jay White, but, you know. Was it like a pay-per-view kind of thing or just a regular show?
It was Dominion.
Oh, okay.
I've just watched highlights of that match so far. I have to watch. So, like, I have to sit down and watch it. Because right now, like, yeah, I have not been able to do that all day. Guys, I'm looking at a dog. There's a dog. He's a very prissy dog.
Yes, he needs his teeth brushed desperately.
Mm. So, what are we looking at here? Because NXT in your house is this weekend. So let's look and see, because they're going to add matches, but let's just talk about the main event.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of very attractive men in this main event. We have in the main event, we have Cross, who not attractive, Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, Pete Dunne, and Johnny Gargano for the NXT Championship.
That'll be fun.
Why do I feel like Finn is going to do something?
Maybe. I don't know, but there's rumors that he's going back to the main roster, but.
Yes, and if that's the case, please show up August 20th on SmackDown. I need something here, okay? I'm just trying to make something out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you know what? I'm sure people are going to be like, oh my God, then don't go. Like, I'm totally going either way. Like, come on, guys. Let's be real. It's me. We're going. But, like, I need oomph. I need an oomph. And there's no oomph. Like, it's meh. It. And it's like, meh. Okay. Like, really? Who am I going to thirst after? Anyway, who do you think is going to win the main event?
Who? Okay, you said Pete, Johnny.
Pete, Johnny, Cross, Kyle. Wait, Pete, Johnny, Cross, Kyle, Adam. See, I'm kind of torn. Because, like, I feel like they're not going to just have Cross be a transitional champion. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think Cross is going to retain.
You think so?
I think so. And here is why. I really don't, again, I don't think that they're going to have Cross be a transitional champion. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to want Cross to hold on to that belt. I don't think he's going to go like Nick Aldis in the NWA level record. But, you know, I think, you know. Oh, Jeff Hardy won. Good for him. I think they're going to go longer than a couple months. Because, you know, this is NXT. And
I'm going to do differently. I'll say Finn. I really want to say Pete, but I know he's not going to get it.
But Finn's not in the match.
I thought you said Finn was in the match.
No, I said Cross, Kyle, Adam, Pete, Johnny.
Oh. Well, I'm going to say Pete. Pete won't get it, but I'm going to say Pete.
I would love for Pete to get it. Like, if we're talking about who I want to win, it'd be Adam or Pete. Who I think is going to win.
Right, but I'm just going to say Pete.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm going to be supportive.
Yeah. You have supported that man for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and here we are. Honestly, I would love for Pete to win. Because I love Pete Dunne. And I would love for Adam to win because I love Adam Cole. But. I just don't think they're going to take it off Cross. What I think could happen is I think that there will be shenanigans. And because Austin Theory is going to be out there and so is Scarlett. So I think there's going to be shenanigans. And Cross will retain with Scarlett's help And then Regal won't let Johnny back in the match because of the shenanigans with Theory. And then it will come down to Cross versus one of the four. So either Kyle, Adam, or Pete. Because I don't even know if Cross is considered a heel at this point.
I don't know.
He's kind of in a gray area. Oh my God, are you kidding me? You know that match where it's like you're going to face somebody at like the pay-per-view? Mm-hmm. And they push you in a tag match like 2 weeks before to see if you can coexist? Well, that's happening right now. They're doing Rhea and Charlotte versus Asuka and Nikki Cross, who they basically just made into a creative wrestler / Bo Dallas. So, there's that. There you go. You know, whatever. So, back to what we were saying. I just don't think. Like, again, I do want Peter Adam, but I just don't think they're going to take it off of him. Like, I feel like they're going to, either that or Vince wants Cross to come up to the main roster and they will take it off of him and probably put it on Peter Kyle.
Probably Kyle, but I'm still going to say Pete.
I want Pete. Probably Kyle. Yeah. So, you know.
Next Monday is when Eve and Marie is supposed to debut.
Ew. Ugh. That's gross. This takeover, I know it's going to be good. Like, I know it's going to be good. I'm not, you know, saying, oh, it's going to be bad. Because NXT takeovers are always really good. Other than the main event, I'm not thrilled. I'm not super excited for any of the matches. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe LA Knight versus Cameron Grimes, maybe. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Raquel. I hope Ember takes the belt from Raquel. I'm just not a big fan of Raquel. Everybody else loves Raquel Gonzalez. I'm just not a big fan. Like, I like Dakota Kai more than Raquel, but I feel like Dakota Kai's kind of been pushed to the side.
Right.
So, I mean, part of me thinks that, like, Shotzi will help Ember win. Maybe. But at the same time, why is Shotzi not getting a title shot? Like, Shotzi had all the momentum in the world, and now, like, yeah. Maybe it's better she stays in NXT, though, because look what happened with Aleister Black and Ruby Riott. obviously it's going to be good. I feel like I've had more excitement for past takeovers. Not so much this one.
Well, but like you said, it will be good. It won't be bad, so.
It won't be bad. It will just be not what I kind of am excited for.
Right.
Like, I'm not excited at all for Hell in a Cell. I might not even watch it live. I might just work all day and then come home and watch it. Because, you know, I got shit to save up for, guys.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just... Wrestling is just, it's a weird beast. It is a weird beast. One that I cannot figure out. Also, Mojo, what the hell are you doing? Because, like, are you going to wrestle again? Like, what are we talking about here? Like, what are we doing? Can you just, like, talk about it,
and then like,
Braun is acting like he's not gonna wrestle anymore,
which, oh, really?
I'm like, well, yeah, he just doesn't seem very excited about it, so like, maybe Braun's done. which is weird. I don't know how I feel about that. But yeah, like, these releases just made it so... I feel like after each round of releases, we get more and more soured to the whole thing. Because it's like people, it's not people we don't care about. Like, if they said Jackson Riker's release, I'd be like, yeah, fuck him. But like, these are people we like slash cared about slash wanted good things for.
Right.
And like, it doesn't make sense. And nobody really wants to make it make sense. Because, like, everybody gets the same, like, oh, budget cuts. Like, this is the same answer for every single person. It's like, oh, budget cuts. And it's like, okay. You know? I just...
Maybe one day it'll make sense. Somebody will start talking one day and the truth will come out.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they will because, I mean, put all the shit that's going down. So... I don't know. Maybe we, I don't know. I just can't do this shit anymore. It's difficult to like wrap your mind around it because Bye. Now we're just sitting here like, well, now what? Like, are we going to like who, because they're like, oh, these are just going to keep happening. It's like, well, then who's going to be left? Roman and Charlotte? Like, is that all we're... Like, Becky, obviously. But Becky's still on maternity leave. I'm sorry, but Charlotte, honey, what happened to you?
I like the Cruella outfit.
No, it's not the outfit. She just looks so different. Like, so different.
Well, at least her boobs don't look like they're gonna explode anymore.
Yeah, but now her nose looks really thin. And I think that's what's making me really sit here and look at her. I'm like, either they contoured that way too much, or girl, you had a nose job.
It could be contour because I've seen her with pictures without makeup she posts and it doesn't look that
different. Like on TV, she looks just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. This is nothing against Charlotte. It's probably the beauty team because their beauty team fucking sucks. But, like, it just...
Her boobs look so much better.
Well, of course they do. They don't look like they're going to pop every time she moves.
So much better.
Like, remember before, we'd always think that they were going to pop?
Yeah.
I think the other thing that gets me, and I'm not trying to body shame her, is she looks kind of boxy from certain angles.
Well, she doesn't have any hips.
Yeah.
Plus her heart.
I think that's part of the problem, is there's no hips there. So she just looks really boxy from certain angles.
And again, the boobs made it look worse.
Yeah, but like still, even now, like before you could kind of get distracted by the boobs, you know? But now, like, it's just really obvious that she's kind of boxy.
I think now she looks a bit more proportioned because before
it just looked weird. But again, like the boobs were like a distraction for the fact that she was boxy. But now there's no distraction.
True.
So now I'm just kind of like, what did you do? Like, every week I look at her and I'm just like, what did you do?
Something's not right here.
Like, I don't know why my mind goes back to like when she's at WrestleMania 34. And I'm like, that's how she just always should look. That's how she should look. And I'm just looking at her and I'm like, you look different. Like, it's not bad. It's different. I don't know what to think about it.
Right.
Like, I don't... Maybe she could do some more squats? Like, get bigger on the bottom? You know? Maybe?
Will squats give her hips, though?
Like, give her an ass, though.
She has a little bit of an ass. Like, it's just not... It's just... Like, there's no hips.
Maybe if she had a bigger butt, like, it kind of... I don't know. I'm just trying to make it to where she's not as boxy. And bless her heart.
They could get a BBL, but she don't have anything anywhere to suck fat from.
Oh, my God. BBLs are... Oh, God. I saw, like, some BBL horror stories. Oof. No. No, just do some squats or like add some padding to the shorts. Like, you know, those underwear that Fashion Nova have with like the padding in it? Get mm-hmm. some of those, you know? I just, you look boxed. And it's not a bad thing, it just feels weird. I don't know.
I don't know. Then, I think she looks better. I don't mind it.
I just, and then her face just looks really thin. I don't know. Maybe it's her makeup. I don't know.
It could be.
Who knows anymore? I don't know. I'm just here talking. talking. I don't know. But yeah, what are we? Hour two? We hour two. We're hour two of Raw now.
I'm at hour three. Three.
We're
hour
three. We're going into hour three.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. So guys, I'm honestly just looking forward to SmackDown when we go. But then like, that's about it. You know?
It'll be good. I mean?
It'll be good. I think it'll be good. I just, I'm kind of, I don't know. I think I'm more looking forward to the fact that we're going to have a good time, but, you know. Maybe things will come together once there's fans again. Because, like, I've noticed, oh, God, look, the tag team of people who have a match is falling apart. Oh, my God. We've never done that before. Like, I just keep hoping. I'm like, you know, maybe when the crowds are back, like, we'll really figure out, like, who's over and who's not over. And, like, you know, maybe that's what we need. Because, like, you know, WWE has been piping in this shit. Like, they made people cheer Jackson Riker.
Right.
So part of me is just like, maybe once the fans are here and we get, like, the first time there's a CM Punk chant, I'm going to just feel happy. Because like there should
that seems be... authentic.
It seems authentic. Like it seems like there's like friend of the show Dave LaGreca just said, do I cheer or boo Rhea Ripley? I don't know. And I'm like, none of us know. We don't know.
I've got our antsy swag over here. What's going on, buddy?
Well, we're getting towards the end.
You gotta go potty, you're gonna have to hold on.
Well, guys, we got a dog who's got to go potty. So you know what that means. It's time for the show to end.
Come here.
Because really all we've been doing is sitting here just...
complaining.
Complaining. Which I hope y'all like. But yeah, the Evolution we're not excited about. I'm excited for fans to come back just to see like people shit on stuff. Because I feel like... you know, because Vince can, like, manipulate people's reactions in the Thunderdome and everything, that we don't really know what people like.
Right.
Also, it's going to be great because everybody's really pissed right now because they let go of Aleister Black and all of them, plus all the other releases, you know, the Iconics and everything. So people might just go to boo. And we might be those people. So... there you go. It's just gonna be really nice though, because like then we'll know what's really over and what's not over, and like it'll give me a little bit of satisfaction to totally mess up Vince McMahon's reactions to everything.
It's like a minor victory. Small victory. It's
like a small victory. Like every time I boo, I'm like, that's for Jess. That's for Cassie. That's for Murphy. Like, yeah. Like just boo and just be like, you suck. And I don't like you, Vince. And where's Bray Wyatt, Vince? And why don't you just let him do what he wants to do? Like, come on. Right. Like, why are you changing his ideas and then you give it to this little blonde bitch? Come on, Vince. It's not that difficult. Also, it's going to be really funny when she's booed. I'm going to laugh hysterically. Like, the first episode of Raw back, they're just booing her. Because I don't know anybody who likes this shit. Like, I don't know a single person. Because, like, remember on Twitter, I used to be the only one who was like, this is stupid. Well, guess right. what? Now, the majority of people are like, this is the dumbest thing ever. So, like, oh my god, I figured out why.
Why?
It's because her shoulders are really broad.
They are broad, yeah.
They're really broad. And, like, I think because the boobs are small, they look even broader. I think that's what it is.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right, guys. Well, we're going to get ourselves on the road, hit the dusty trail. Next week, we're going to talk about Hell in a Cell and obviously whatever happens on TakeOver. Also, we're going to figure out where we're sitting. And we're not going to tell you guys where we're sitting because, like, we've already had some people be kind of creepy.
And, you like, have. You know,
we have. Well, yeah, but, like, you're not on Twitter. So I'm sure if you were, yes. So, like, we're not going to do that. But we will be there somewhere. We'll just tell you guys if it's really good seats or if we just said fuck it and sat in the nosebleeds. We'll let you know. I want decent seats though, so we'll figure it out. But anyway, guys, again, we're going to talk about TakeOver and Hell in a Cell and if there's more releases. Because Lord knows that could happen.
Yep.
Like, is this a weekly thing now? Like, monthly thing? Anyway, hopefully there's still some people left. Like, I'm just worried about we're going to go to SmackDown. There's going to be, like, nobody there. Like, they're like, well, we released all of our roster, but here's Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns and the Usos. There's nobody to go against them, but here they are.
I mean, at that point, I'd probably watch just because I've been wrestling it so long.
You know what I'd say? I'd say, well, what are they going to do? Like, what are they going to do? I'd just be interested to see how you do it. Like, what do you do? Yeah. Oh, and then, of course, they'll probably keep Ray and his freakishly large child. Him too. Yeah. Yeah, they have to have a couple faces, right?
True.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on the situation, y'all. But I gotta say, I just can't wait for the fans to be back because I could go for a good CM Punk chant. I could. And I could go for, like, Vince just having his shit ruined. Like, he's like, oh, Jackson Riker, he's such a baby face. And everybody's like, boo. And he's like, what? Anyway, I digress. All right, guys. Well, until next week, or hopefully, I'm just not even going to say hopefully things get better because they never do.
Nope.
Bye.
Bye.